Lucky second in being Magic Moon's maiden, all the way up on the Gold Coast, before breaking through at Canterbury last start. On that night, again, he got back as well, over 12.50 on a heavy track and really rounded him up quite impressively. So suggested the 1400 should suit. Again, soft track doesn't look to be an issue. And it's also worth noting that on that night, Rock did defy the bias. You know, it was really particularly hard to make up ground out wide that night. So there was a little bit of extra merit to that win. And I think around 270 is the best bet of the day.
All right, so just recap your numbers.
Race 6, number 6, Romany Girl, and race 7, number 4, Rock.
Good on you, Tim. Have a great day.
Thanks, Crossy.
Tim Ryan, Tab Thoroughbred Wagering, 3 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
This edition of Racing HQ, brought to you by the 2019 APG Sydney Sales. Secure your champion March 3 at Warwick Farm.
Good morning, John O'Farr with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. Coles and Aldi have vowed to keep selling their dollar a litre milk in the face of mounting political backlash that's seen Agricultural Minister David Littleproud urge a customer boycott and the federal opposition pushing for new standards in the dairy industry. A man has been ordered to face court today, charged over the domestic violence death of a woman near Wollongong. Paramedics were called to the Winona home last Monday night after reports a woman had been injured. Water testing has revealed an increase in drug use by Australians. Melbourne tops the charts for heroin use, closely followed by Sydney. According to the crime report in the past 12 months, Aussies have consumed $9 billion worth of illicit substances. In sports news, Belinda Sleeman is set to make some rugby league history when she becomes the first female to referee in an NRL trial match this weekend. Andrew Gaze has confirmed he will quit as the Sydney Kings coach after this year's NBL playoffs. And American golfer JB Holmes has been criticised with his exceptionally long final round at the Genesis Open. He won the tournament by one stroke, but it took the golfer almost 5.5 hours to complete his last 18 holes. That's the latest news and sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 per second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian proudly offer a rare as hen's teeth yearling colt, the only son of Criterion available to the open market. Criterion won 7 races, 4 at Group 1 level and over $7.3 million. Equal world champion, he's Australia's highest earner ever to start from Exceline. Trained by Gay, she was a Jewel City winner. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team to race the only Criterion colt available. Visit DynamicSyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Thursday mornings on Sky Sports Radio.
Looking forward to a chinwag today, as always.
Chinwag with Cossie brings you in-depth chats with racing stars past and present.
Delighted to have a chat with you.
Hear what makes our racing personalities tick. Thursday mornings from 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
And tomorrow morning I'll be chinwagging with Grant Buckley. So Bucko will join me tomorrow morning, 10:30.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meeting.
It is 7 past 10. We get racing today at Randwick on the Kensington track there. Nevesh Randhanis with me. Morning, Nevesh.
Good morning to you, Sean.
Now, have you had any rain or have you gone irrigation? What's the story been this week?
Well, we've had a bit of rain much earlier this morning. As we walked the track around 6 o'clock, it was really coming down and it got a bit worse a little bit after 6. But in the last hour or so, it's just been really overcast and not a lot of rain. So rainfall total is 11.6 mils since it started late last night. And irrigation for the week was 16 mils.
Right. How have you officially rated the track today?
Soft 6 at the moment, and the rails in the 5 metre position.
All right. Now, how's the grass cover look? I saw a footage there last week when you were looking at some of the tracks. They look fantastic at the moment.
Yeah, look, this track's exactly the same as you just mentioned. It's in fantastic order. It's a really good dense cover of grass, and Yeah, look, pity we had that much rain. The forecast really wasn't for this much. They did initially say there was 1 to 5 mils and a 50% chance of that much. But gee, it built up and it really came down there in the for a while. So just a bit more rain than we would have liked. But the rain was definitely welcome because it got pretty dry there for the last couple of weeks. And, you know, it looked like we were heading into some drought conditions in certain parts. But this rain is very welcome. It's just unfortunate it's arrived on the race day.
Mm. And the rain does far more than just pouring water on, doesn't it, Devesh? I don't know what it is.
Oh, absolutely. Rain compared to irrigation, there's really no no comparison. We'll take the rain every day when it comes the way it has. It's been for, you know, we had some really heavy downpours, but then we've had some soft rain for a couple of hours, which is the best kind of rain to soak up the ground. Not the best for racing, but nonetheless, the Kensington track is in really good order and it's draining incredibly well. So if we don't get any further rain, we'll get an upgrade. And probably to a soft five and comfortably, and sure if we'll get back to a four. But I'm certain that if with no further rain, we'll get back to a five comfortably.
Terrific. Good on you, Devesh. Enjoy the day.
Sean, thank you very much. You have a good day too.
Devesh Ramdani joining us there now. Ray Thomas with us. How are you, Ray?
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. And you're filling in for Paul Joyce today. He's lost his voice, apparently. So speedy recovery, Paul. He's been in great tipping form. So peak shoes to fill, Sean. But it wasn't that good to hear from Navesh, the Kenzo doing exactly what it's designed to do, Sean. Mm. And that's really cope well with wet weather and a real chance of an upgrade at some stage, day back to a soft five. So soft six into a soft five, I'd say they're ideal track conditions for all runners this afternoon.
Yeah, Ray Hickson with us. Morning, Ray.
Morning, Sean. Morning, Ray. I couldn't agree more with what Ray said there. The Kensington track is, in its new iteration, has proven itself a very good at handling, you know, a bit of rain, and that's what it was designed to do. And look, you know, if we're on a soft five come race day, I think that's perfect.
And Glenn Munsey, morning, Muns.
Oh, good morning, Sean, and good morning, Ray Squared. get better, Pa. You keep cheering home winners, you're back. Your voice has eventually got to go. I'm astounded his voice has lasted this long because he's cheering home every second winner.
He is. He's been flying, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was his birthday yesterday, too.
Was his birthday yesterday? Mine on Sunday.
Yeah, Lincoln.
Yeah.
A long celebration, Glenn.
Yeah, he's still going. Luckily the recycling went out this morning. I'll tell you what, maybe, the Pa's wife might have grabbed hold of the secret whippy and, he's lost his voice trying to chase it down the street because he found the stash there in the house.
Now, with your birthday, Glenn, what costs more, the cake or the candles?
The fire brigade to put the candles out, Sean. The Rural Fire Service turned up here and I had to feed them. For a couple of hours, and they filled the pool up, which was good, so that was all right.
That's good. All right, now let's look at the first today. At Kensington, we put out numbers 3, Flying Legend, 4, Mr. Dependable, and 5, Oxidisation.
Yeah, important news for TAB customers. Of course, today races 1 to 3 have a fixed odds bet via your TAB account. And if your horse doesn't manage to win but runs second or third, you'll qualify for a bonus bet of up to $50 in races 1 to 3. Well, you've only got 7 starters in the first, so it's a good race to attack with only 7 runners. And this is a vastly different market that's been hanging around for the last few days. The favourite in the Rise Up This Autumn handicap, this maiden for 3-year-olds over 1,400, is the Toppy and Costas at $3.40. Aragont with the earmuffs pre-race at $3.50. Flying Legend out this morning, 13 cents a win and 11 cents a place. Mr. Dependable out last night, 23 cents a win, 17 cents a place. It's going around at Hawkesbury tomorrow. Oxidisation out this morning, 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place. Cariff is a $6.50 chance. Sharapova at $8.50. Atta Girl with the tongue control bit on, but the tongue tie comes off, and it's a $4.60 chance. Al Mahiri is at $8, and Vitesse is a $17 chance. Well, now the fact we're down to 7 runners, we've opened a fresh market here. So we're trying to combine 2 markets, and it's a different situation. The market that was open this morning, now 7 runners. Easily the best supported runner here is number 8, Atta Girl. Off a peak of 7 this morning, is now $4.60 with half the investment on the race since we went to 7 runners. Second pick this morning is Al Mahiri. Went up 9, got to $9.50, back to 8. And third pick this morning is Sharapova. who went up as much as 11 and is into 850. And the comparison there with the market before that, the best supported runner was actually Al Mahiri, and that was Brad Davidson tipping it up in front of Aragon. So a lot different since we've gone to seven runners after the scratchings this morning.
Well, a lot has changed with this race, Glenn, after the scratchings, because the speed in the race has sort of come out of it with Mr. Dependable, and I kind of thought Flying Legend would probably push forward as well. So with them out of the way, a horse like Outta Girl probably gets control. There's not really a lot of speed there. We might want to keep our eye out for tactics changes. I know Costas raced handed his two starts as well. So, look, Ray, I think aside from Outta Girl probably leading, I'm not really sure. I don't know about you.
Yeah, Mr. Dependable was the obvious leader. Now he's come out. I guess Outta Girl leads. I'm hoping Aragon just tucks in behind him, Ray. I'm leaning towards Aragon. I like his debut effort. That was a bit of a sit sprint race at Newcastle over 1,200 metres. Aragon was forced wide on the turn. Just took a while to balance up at the top of the straight, but his best work late, payload pace, just made it into a sprint home. It was pretty difficult to make ground and beat him, but Aragon did close late. It was a solid debut. He was in the market that day. He started favour off the back of two good trial wins, so he's got ability. I think the barrier draw is perfect for him. He'll just tuck in behind Outta Girl, and he'll be finishing hard, Aragon. He's the horse to beat for mine. I like the seven, Sharapova. Interesting that Glenn mentioned there's been money for this filly. She didn't have much luck last start at Canterbury. She was on the fence. That was the race where Rock swept home out wide to win. She didn't get much galloping room, Sharapova. She probably should have finished closer than fourth. That was on a heavy track, so she'll have no issues with the rain-affected conditions this afternoon. The one, Costas, a promising type. He's bred on staying lines, first up at 1,400 metres in a race of indifferent pace. Just concerns me, but he is a horse who's got a lot of upside. And similarly, number nine, Al Mahiri, just the tempo of the race now, Ray. I know she's got down on the weights and has ability, but she'll get back in the field. And if that does develop in a bit of a sprint home, it might just unsuit her. But I'm with Aragon. I think he did enough at Newcastle on debut to suggest to be right in the finish here in the first. 2, 7, 1, and 9.
Well, I'm agreeing with you with Aragon. I think it does set up pretty well for him. 1,400 metres second start, I think, is acceptable for him. And as you said, you know, he was in a sit and sprint race at Newcastle, and look, you know, there's plenty of merit in the way he hit the line. And I think the way, you know, the small field, he gets his chance to track the pace, and you know, be certainly the first one chiming in. I'm going to put number six in for second, Cariff. He's bred to be an absolute superstar by So You Think out of Norzita, very much a Bart Cummings product. His form so far hasn't been overly outstanding, but I thought there were some encouraging signs in his second trial this time in, where he hit the line nicely. So sort of a bit of a watch on him. I think we can see him do something first up. Sharapova, definitely on the radar, and certainly if we get that upgrade to a soft fiver, both her starts have been on heavy tracks, and while she's run well, I'd like to see her on a bit firmer footing. Fourth pick, number one, Costas. Just not sure about him. He's had every chance in his two starts. He did bump into Diplomatico on debut, but 2, 6, 7, 1 from me.
All right, we go to the next event, which is race two, and here we get no scratch checks.
Righto, this is the TAB Rewards plate here. This is a three-year-old set weight maiden over 1,100 metres. We start with Charm Offensive here with blinkers on at $11. Classique Legend, $2.40 in favourite. Completed at $41. We've got Freedom Rock at $15. Full Recognition is a $6 chance. Lineup Girls with the blinkers off at $13. Chilled Rosé, trainer might have partaken a bit too much of it last night, scratched it this morning. 11 cents a win there and 10 cents a place. Glamour Cruise with the earmuffs pre-race at $41. Gotcha 6 at $2.50. And Nature came out yesterday, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. So a field of 8 here for the second. Just remember that bonus bet offer applies in race number 2 as well. It's all about Classique Legend here. Went up 290 this morning after the scratching of Chilled Rosé. Was 390 into $3 before that. 290 this morning. 290 to 240, including bets of 5,000 to 290, 5,000 to 280, 2,800 to 270, and a swag of others. Smaller bets all the way into $2.40. 10 times the amount of money on it than what on gone on Got Your Six so far today.
Well, I think there's three distinct on-pace horses here to sort out the lead. I think, obviously, Line Up Girls from the inside. Blinkers Off, sorry, not from the inside, but from Blinkers Off there is a little bit of interesting. She's shown a lot of pace. I think Got Your Six will be right there. And Charm Offensive with the blinkers on from out wide should push forward. I think probably outside those three, Classique Legend might be able to tuck in right behind them, right?
Yeah, I had a genuine tempo here, Ray, which is one of the reasons I've come back to the five full recognition. He's on debut here, but both these two trials, they've been just so impressive to the eye. Out the back, taken wide, unleashing laser, terrific turn of foot. He's a smart missile three-year-old out of Zutara from the same family as Whispered Secret, Prized Icon. They're horses who excel in lane-affected conditions. So the soft five, soft six track, no issue for him on debut. And as I said, just the way he has accelerated from the back of the field, and he scored two very soft trial wins. First up today, genuine tempo. He'll settle back. Watch for him steaming home for recognition from the Mark Newnham, Josh Parr combination. They are flying at the moment. I'll go with him to make a winning debut from nine, Got Your Six. This is a nice type. She ran an excellent race on debut. Wide barrier, had to be used up early, sat outside the lead at the Kenzo over the 1,100 metres earlier this month. She forged to the front, was going to win for sure, and Trope, a highly promising filly, came from nowhere to nail her on the line. But Got Your Six wouldn't need to improve much off that effort to go very close here. Two, Classique Legend. Look, he was at that turn of foot he showed at that Hawkesbury trial, highly impressive. He put a margin on his rivals late. Only had the one trial, but this is only 1,100 metres. That trial win was over 1,000, and as Glenn said, good money for Classique Legend already. And the one, Charm Offensive, he's had the 6 runs. He's been second on 4 occasions, beaten his favourite 3 times, but his Kembla win was excellent. He sort of rolled back towards the fence late. He had to be out wide. He was nailed right on the line by Fox Pack, but he'll improve off that. And he has shown he can handle soft track conditions. Really interesting race, the second. Some promising first starters here. I've got 5 full recognition on top. 5, 9, 2, and 1.
I'm going to go with the first starter, Classique Legend. I don't think you see Kieran McAvoy go to Hawkesbury for one trial ride very often. So he must have a fair opinion of this horse. And obviously he's on board. He's pretty well bred himself. His Dan Pinocchio is a full sister to Racing to Win. Who, as we know, is a pretty smart type. So, look, on that trial performance, which Ray summed up quite well, he showed a great turn of foot. I think he's the horse to beat, and the money suggests there's a lot of confidence around. Number 9, Got Your Six, I think, you know, and again, as Ray pointed out, you know, ran down by Trope there on this track on debut, and she's going to be right up there from the go. Full recognition. Again, I can't improve on what Ray said about him. He's going to be the one charging home from the back. And, you know, the faster they go, the more he probably comes into it. Number 1, Charm Offensive, again, can't really knock him. And I think if there's, like, a silly upset chance, I've got to give a mention to Glamour Cruz. I know she ran fourth at the Sapphire Coast on debut, but, gee, you couldn't have got any further back than she was, and you couldn't run on that day. So, look, if there's a silly upset, number 8, Glamour Cruz, I'd be throwing in the multiples. But I think 2's the horse to beat from 9, 5 and 1.
All right, we go to the next, the third, put out 5, Dream Charge, 7, Profit Thumb.
Yeah, you'd be hoping if Classique Legend gets involved in a tight photo, it throws to its mother, being by Pinocchio. In the third here, the events by the ATC, the benchmark 70 over the 1,000 metres, and Mosman Gorge is a $3.50 chance here, and that makes it favourite. Cristobal is at $4, Royal Witness at $4.60, Chewbacca at $3.80. Dream Charge came out this morning, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. I'm So Sweet at $7.50. Profit's Thumb out yesterday, 19 cents a win and 14 cents a place. And Valeria, back after having bone chips removed, is a $13 pop. Once again, we're down to a field of 6 now, but those bonus bet situation applies with a field of 6. Good race to play in, considering if you get beaten, you're on second or third. You get that qualify for that bonus bet of up to $50 at TAB. This Newmarket framed here, I can tell you that the most popular runner at this stage is I'm So Sweet in front of Mosman Gorge and then Chewbacca.
Look, I think there's enough. I know we're dealing with a six-horse field, but I think there's enough speed here for every horse to have their chance. I think Mosman Gorge kicks up and probably leads, and Royal Witness follows him over, and I think they're the two likely leaders, and I'm So Sweet probably tucks in behind them. But look, I don't think there's high speed, but I think there's enough in a six-horse field for any horse to have their chance.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Mosman Gorge. I thought he was terrific first up. Over the 1,000 at the Kens, they ran 56.49 that day, 33.10 last 600, leading throughout. But what was really impressive was that Lights took him on a long way out, put the pressure on Mosman Gorge. I reckon Lights actually hit the front about the 300, but Mosman Gorge fought back, got away from Lights, and then held off a nice horse in Star of the Seas to win really well. I know his four career wins have all been on firm tracks, but he's by Mosman out of the Jugarmere, and the Mosman breed always handles rain-affected conditions, so no issue at all with the soft five, soft six for Mosman Gorge this afternoon. As Ray said, he probably holds the inside rail and leads from Royal Witness, and as we saw at the Kenzo first up earlier this month, he'll fight on very hard, Mosman Gorge. The claim brings him in okay at 57.5, and I've got him on top. One Mosman Gorge from the six, I'm So Sweet. Promising type, this filly from the Team Hawks stable. She's resuming here. She was tested twice in Stakes Company in Melbourne during the spring after a really good Sydney spring campaign where she won two out of three before going to Melbourne. First up here off a lovely trial at Rose Hill recently. She'll be hard to beat. Three Royal Witness. He's fast. He's on pace. Makes his own luck. And the one I'm really worried about is two, Christo Bell. Hasn't shown a lot of form since a promising juvenile season, but had a few excuses in the spring. The coming stable didn't push deep into the spring after three runs. She ran unplaced on a heavy in the regional round at a last start. Resuming here off two soft trials, if that tempo of the race suggested is sold enough, Christo Bell can finish hard late. I'm with one Mosman Gorge to lead throughout and win again here in the third. 1, 6, 3, and 2.
Yeah, a good little race, even though the six horses. I'm going a slightly different way and I'm gambling a little bit on two, Christo Bell being good enough to win first up. I'd like to see a little bit of support because the two barrier trials haven't been conclusive. But, you know, as Ray mentioned, the Reginald Allen on Everest Day, she started $3.50 favourite and just the wheels spun and she was not able to go on. But you look at the start before that, and she's run third behind Gem Song and Royal Celebration, and that's the only time she's gone into a benchmark race in the last 12 months. So, you know, if she gets a, you know, if she's in order, I think she can you know, take plenty of holding out. The danger number one, Mosman Gorge, look, you know, Ray summed him up perfectly. He's likely leader and gives a good kick. In for third, we'll put number six, I'm So Sweet. Again, another one coming off Stakes Company, coming off a good trial. Barrier two, she gets the perfect run. Number four, Chewbacca, is the one I'm not sure about. I'm a little surprised at his place in the market, given he's back to 1,000 metres and coming off a little setback since his last run. But, you know, again, he's another one. If they do overdo it, he could be charging home. Two on top from 1, 6, and 4 for me.
All right, we go to race four, take out 7, Amanito.
Yes, in the fourth here, the ANZ Bloodstock News, a benchmark 76 over 1,800 metres. Pivotal race here in a seven-race program because it's the last leg of the early quaddy and the first leg of the normal quaddy here, race number four. We start with King Tom Lola as a $6.50 chance. Green Sweet with the winkers on at $5. King Viv at $9.50. Plymouth Road is at $26. Love Shack Baby at $6. Calibration at $4. Amanito came out this morning, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Another Snappy is a $10 chance. And down to the bottom one, Ahmad at $3.90 and favourite. Not an overly vigorous betting race here, but the most popular runner only due to the support for it this morning is Ahmad, $4 into $3.90. Second pick is Calibration, who went up $4 equal favourite with it this morning. So not a great deal of movement in this market whatsoever.
Well, I think we're in for a reasonably genuinely run 1,800 metre race when you've got a horse like Another Snappy and King Tom Lola up there in front. Another Snappy, of course, is been noted for going going out with decent leads at his last couple, and well, certainly two starts ago, and he led them up when he was run down by Ahmad over this trip, and I thought they probably slowed up a little bit too much in the middle stages. Look, so one of those two will lead, probably another snappy. I think Ahmad will be right on their hammer. Love Shaq Baby can push forward, and wouldn't be surprised if Plymouth Road goes forward a little bit now. He's up to 1,800 metres with Adam Hieronymus on. But I think, Ray, we can be reasonably confident we're in for a genuinely run race.
He loves to roll along, doesn't he? Another snappy. And Ahmad, as you said, set off his back and went straight past him there the other day over the Kenzo 1,800. Might be the same scenario again, except I am wary of the sixth calibration. He's had a month between runs coming off a Melbourne prep. He's raced very consistently over summer, over the 2,000 metres and around those distances. He's coming back a fraction in trip here to the 1,800, but he's rock-hard fit. First start for the Chris Waller stable, comes off a third at Sandown at 2,100. We raced on speed from a wide barrier, was used up early. He's drawn a soft gate today. I think he'll tuck in behind that genuine tempo set by another snappy, and you know he'll be strong late calibration. I've got him on top just from the improving number 9 Ahmad. Gee, this horse has done some terrific things at his debut preparation. He's beaten at Goulburn his first start back in November, and since then he's subsequently brought off 3 successive wins in his 5 starts. The distances of his races have increased. He's got better and better, and he was dominant beating another snappy last start of the Kenzo over this trip, and there's no reason why he can't go close again to making it 4 in a row. Another snappy, if he controls tempo and slips away to a decent lead mid-race, he'll take running down. And 2, Green Sweetie, hasn't won for about 700 days, but his last couple of runs have been pretty solid efforts in cup races in the bush, and he'll be getting back. But if they run along fast enough, he'll be the horse hitting the line hard late. But I'm with 6 calibration to stalk these leaders and just run down the 9 Ahmad, but an intriguing race for 4. 6, 9, 8 and 2.
I have the same 4 numbers in a different order, and I think today could be the day for Green Sweet, number 2. His last win, as Ray alluded to, was the Albury Cup in 2017. The 2016 Albury Cup winner was Tom Melbourne, and he's broken his duck since then, so maybe it's his turn. Look, his last 3 runs have been excellent. He's running the bigger cup at the Sapphire Coast, was outstanding. He had 62, he got back to last, and I think, as I alluded to, that weekend you just couldn't make ground. He worked his way through to be beaten less than 2 lengths by a point Percy. I did actually ask Danny Williams why he didn't claim on Green Sweet to bring him down to, you know, less than 60, but his simple answer was, well, I got Hugh Bowman, and I think that's probably as good an answer as you could give. Look, Barrier 1, he gets every chance, though. It'll be a genuine spot, and he'll get his chance. Number 6, Calibration, I think he's the big watch horse, obviously, now with Chris Waller. He was pretty consistent down in Victoria, and, you know, he can handle the sting out of the track. 9, Ahmad. Obviously, this was the horse that nearly got rid of Sean Guyver close to the post at Nowra a couple of starts ago, and he's really continued to step up. And 8, another snappy. Well, he'll give you a good sight as well. So 2, 6, 9 and 8 from me.
All right, race 5, 4 White Boots and 5 Scratches. They're scratched.
Yeah, the press statement and Vinery here, a benchmark 76 over 1,550 metres, and Wayanka is a $5 chance. Plazier, with the near side blinker off, is at $13. Takamuchi, blinkers off, tongue tie off, and the synthetic hoof filler off, so he's coming there a lot cleaner. Takamuchi, and he's an $8.50 chance. White Boots came out last night after winning at Wyong, and the deduction there, 15 cents a win and 12 cents a place. Then we've got Scratches. Came out yesterday, earlier in the afternoon, 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Desert Lord, the favourite, odds on at $1.70. Toulouse at 13, Royal Stamps 11, and Winebush is a $9 chance. We've gone to a fresh market here this morning, with this being 7 runners, and it's all about Desert Lord, even though it's not overly vigorous. It's 175 to 170, a little bit of money for Royal Stamp, who's 12 to 11, and that'll be on the back of Brad Davidson tipping it up. The previous market to that it was one-way truck for Desert Lord, who was as much as 240 into 190. That was with Scratches out.